I first met Bindi, an Australian coolie, American bulldog, and golden retriever mix, at a 24-hour animal hospital in Blue Ash called Care Center.
Does she always wear her Ohio State bandana?
She is a Buckeye.
At least that's what owner Richard Hussey tells her. He has trained her to spin to the popular Buckeye chant, O-H-I-O.
O-H. O-H-I-O.
Richard remembers the first day he saw Bindi.
I was looking through some pictures from this rescue, and her face popped up with those ears, and I instantly went, oh, that's my dog.
About 6 months later, he noticed a bump on Bindi's nose was getting larger. A trip to the vet revealed it was a cancerous tumor. Bindi's doctor referred her to Care Center, one of just a handful of places nationwide where pets can have stereotactic radiosurgery, or SRS. This very targeted radiation treatment has a long history of success in humans, but has just recently become available for pets. It potentially removes even the need for surgery. Doctors treat only the tumor and do it in 1 to 3 radiation treatments versus 18 to 20 for conventional therapy. Care Center CEO Dr. Doug Hoffman says SRS is changing the way people think of cancer in their dogs and cats.
We're treating cancers we couldn't have treated before. We had one case here that was a mediastinal mass that on a dog that needed a temporary pacemaker. That case could never have had conventional therapy because it could never be anesthetized that many times.
There is plenty of prep work with SRS, beginning with conforming foam.
So when they go in, we now can put them in the exact same position they were in when they go to get treated. So what this will do then is it does a CT of the area, which is sent to the oncologist, the radiation oncologist, and then they do their planning around that to decide exactly how the radiation is going to be given. And then that CT is loaded into the machine that we'll go in and see here, and the machine itself has a CT, and it does one right on the table, and it takes the two and overlies them, and then moves the table so that it's exactly the same. So you're getting actually sub-millimeter accuracy.
That's important because if the radiation were more broad, Bindi faced the risk of going blind or losing teeth potentially. Radiation therapist Kelly Sloan.
We're actually able to verify that we are spot on. We do that with the onboard CT imaging. Again, if you can see internally, visualize the tumor, see the bony anatomy, soft tissue, I can't hardly miss.
Bindi's owner is impressed.
Because it's absolutely remarkable. When you see this on the computer, it's a three-dimensional picture that they can turn around and you can just roll the picture around and look at it. And the computer highlights the cancer. I mean, like every cancer cell. And then builds a 2-millimeter, I believe, perimeter around it. And that's what they irradiate. They irradiate that perimeter and everything within there. So they're not just haphazardly going out there and shooting parts of her that's not cancer. They just hit the cancer cells.
For Bindi, the cancer is gone, and the only difference in her appearance is the hair on her nose turned gray. Owner Richard says the treatment was well worth the big price tag.
We're big animal people, and they're definitely parts of the family. I'm blessed that I was able to, accommodate the price tag for this because it is pricey because it's new. But my hope is, and which is why I'm doing this interview, is because I'd love to see more people do it.
PetCure Oncology is putting this type of equipment in centers nationwide. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.